Hi, this is Sassy Strawberry, reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟希时, Chapter 91. Translations by myself, and editing is by Happy Bess and Yuki Ryu. Yun Song had not expected for there to be another person in the room when he woke up. Thinking he had not yet fully woken up, he blinked several times. He couldn't resist reaching out to rub at his eyes as he said in an uncertain tone, "Yanzhongzhu." During the entire journey, he had behaved like an old soul. It was very rare that he would exhibit such childlike behavior. Xin Qiao was very amused and gently replied, "I trust that you are acquainted with this one. He's indeed Yanzhongzhu of the Huanyuezong. You should give him a courtesy greeting." Yu Wensong cupped his hands and saluted.
晚辈宇文颂见过燕宗主.
Yan Wuxi replied with a For him, this was already considered a sign of showing respect for the other's feelings. No need for formalities. The last time I saw you was 2 years ago, and it was only a passing glance. Today, it seems that your physique has developed quite a bit.
Yu Wensong, many thanks to Yan Zhongzhu for his praise.
Yan Wuxi, then, do you want to pay respects to this venerable one as your teacher?
Xun Qiao?
Yu Wensong was dumbfounded.
Ah?
Xun Qiao's face revealed an indignant expression.
Yan Zhongzhu, tai bu hou dao le.
When did you fall so low that you would resort to snatching away other people's disciples?
Yan Wuxi smiled leisurely.
Look at his response. He didn't immediately refuse. He even hesitated after hearing this suggestion, which makes it evident that he's more willing to be this venerable one's disciple than to be yours.
Yu Wensong immediately declared his loyalties. Many thanks for Yan Zhongzhu's favor. This Wanbei has already pledged Shen Daozhang the intent to follow the path of Taoism. The word of a gentleman, once given, rushes away like a fast horse and cannot be taken back. 君子一言, I hope that Yan Zhongzhu understands.
Yan Wuxi raised an eyebrow. What's so good about being his disciple? You can't do this. You have to protect and care for that. However, if you become this venerable one's disciple, your two elders Shixiong are about 20 years older than you, so in the future this venerable one can even pass the position of Huanyuezong Zhongzhu to you. Huanyuezong is rich in financial resources. In any event, you wouldn't need to wear the same Taoist robe all year round. If you look at it this way, aren't the benefits quite good?
Shen Qiao angrily retorted, Could it be that Yan Zhongzhu accompanied this humble Taoist back for the sole purpose of snatching away my disciple?
Yan Wuxi, if no one showed interest in buying him, it would only prove that he is of poor aptitude. My jostling with you is evidence that you have a good eye for choosing disciples. You should actually thank this venerable one.
Xin Qiao finally understood. If Yan Wuxi felt like it, he could gather all the world's logic and reasoning to support his own words and actions.
Yu Wensong silently rubbed his forehead. He couldn't bear seeing Xin Qiao's speeches and unable to refute. Hence, he quickly jumped in to help his future Shizun out of a difficult situation by diverting Yan Wuxi's attention to himself.
Both Shen Daozhang and I intend to head towards Bixiazong. I wonder, what are Yan Zhongzhu's plans?
Yan Wuxi. All right.
Yu Wensong. Ah?
Yan Wuxi replied in a firm and calm manner. Didn't you just invite this venerable one to go to Bixiazong as a guest? This venerable one agrees.
Yu Wensong was dumbfounded. Hang on. That's not... I didn't mean that...
He wailed in his heart and couldn't help but look towards Shen Qiao for help. Shen Qiao interjected in a timely fashion.
Yan Zhongzhu.
Bixiazong is in the midst of a period of decline. Right now, its lintel is not at its highest. I fear it would be beneath your notice.
Yan Wuxi.
Oh, it's no problem. this venerable one will not look down on them.
The corners of Shen Xiao's mouth twitched forcefully. However, I am not a disciple of Bi Xia Zong. Since we are living under someone else's roof, I fear that it would not be a good idea to overstep on their boundaries.
Yan Wu Shi, no matter. Once they see this venerable one, I expect that they would not dare to refuse.
Shen Xiao was speechless for a moment, but really couldn't hold himself back any longer.
This humble Taoist has puzzled over this matter, but I still find it inexplicable. Bi Xia Zong and Huan Yue Zong have nothing to do with one another. The sect is in decline, and is unlikely to provide any sort of benefit to Huan Yue Zong. So I cannot help but wonder, why is Yan Zongzhu so persistent on going?
Yan Wushi, naturally it's for your sake. Otherwise, why would this venerable one grace this small sect in my presence? Once they see me, they will eagerly welcome me in. How would they dare reject my presence?
He really couldn't proceed with this conversation any further. Shen Xiao almost vomited blood out of frustration, feeling the other party was deliberately acting oblivious and confused. What was even more inexplicable was the subtle change in Yan Wuxi's attitude since they had last met. The more he pondered the idea, the more hair-raisingly creepy he found it to be. He was silent for some time, and could only choke out the following sentence.
And what if I am unwilling to let Yan Zongzhu come along?
Yan Wuxi expressed his amazement and wondered aloud.
You said earlier that you weren't able to make decisions on their behalf since you are just a guest. So why does it matter if you are willing or not? Shen Daozhang, why must you be so unreasonable?
Shen Xiao.
Yu Wensong gazed at his soon-to-be Shizun, his expression filled with sympathy.
Yan Wuxi suddenly turned towards him.
You really don't want to be this venerable one's disciple?
Yu Wensong was caught off guard as his head shook back and forth like a rattle drum.
Yan Wuxi did not speak and only gave a small smile, as gentle as water. However, this small smile truly made Yu Wensong shudder.
With this, what was originally a party of two became a party of three. In the face of someone who does not understand rejection and cannot be chased away, and even if they wanted to fight him off, they wouldn't be able to defeat him, Shen Xiao could only choose to ignore him. However, Yan Wuxi's existence was pretty much impossible to overlook. When the three of them were together, his appearance, which was so extremely handsome that it bordered on demonic, inevitably attracted the attention of others, especially when he stayed at inns or when they had meals together. Practically all the workers and assistants assumed that they were together. Since Yan Wuxi was the one who paid the bills and made the decisions, they always sprinted eagerly towards him. Shen Xiao tried to correct his misconception several times to no avail, leaving him both physically and mentally drained. Just like this very moment, the three had arrived at the foot of Taishan. Since it was quite late in the day, they decided to spend the night at the foot of the mountain before making the descent. It was the best time to climb Taishan to view the mountainous landscape. The inns at the foot of the mountain were usually full, hence the innkeeper did not expect that there would be guests seeking lodging at such a late hour. He came out in a hurry to personally welcome them. After having his assistants prepare an entire table's worth of warm food, he smiled apologetically as he said, "These three respected persons, I am really sorry, but there are so many people intending to go up the mountain for the scenery that there is only one room left. Would this be acceptable to you?"
Yan Wuxi glanced at Shen Xiao. The latter had already given up trying to correct the impression that they were traveling together. Shen Xiao kept silent, even though he had the chance to respond.
Yan Wuxi's eyes flashed with amusement as he asked unhurriedly,
"Sure, how big is the room?"
The innkeeper laughed. "It's not big. There is only an inner and outer room, but it's extremely elegant. You will definitely find it acceptable once you have seen it. Amongst all the inns within 10 miles from here, there is none better."
Yan Wuxi nodded in assent. will also require a chess set. At this time of the year, most of the people arrived at the mountain to appreciate scenery were literati. In order to cater to their preferences, the inn had already made such preparations. The innkeeper smiled. "Yes, we have that." He also took the opportunity to slip in some flattery. This lowly one looked at the three langchun and thought they were the type who wandered in the Jianghu. "I did not expect that you have such intellectual pursuits." "Truly well-versed in both the literary and martial arts."
"Wen wu shuang quan."
Shen Qiao really couldn't understand what it was about the Bixia Zong that would attract Yan Wuxi's attention, so he could only attribute it to the other person's whims. However, he didn't expect that this particular whim would result in him accompanying them the entire way. From the beginning till the end, the other party's interest did not wane in the least, and he never mentioned anything about going their separate ways. At this point in their journey, they were close to the main entrance of Bixia Zong. Shen Qiao had a splitting headache. He feared that this fierce god would arrive at someone else's sect and cause trouble there. He had tried all means and methods to get rid of him, albeit unsuccessfully. Instead, he was teased and provoked the entire time, which caused him to feel extremely downcast upon hearing that all the nearby inns were already full. He couldn't help but frown slightly, and he considered whether they should climb up the mountain overnight. In any event, Bixia Zong was located halfway up the mountainside. Were it not for his consideration of Yu Wensong's physique and health, traveling overnight would have been no issue. Yan Wuxi seemed to have read his thoughts.
"The bed is for Yu Wensong to sleep in. Wouldn't it be good for us to stay outside for a game of chess?"
Shen Qiao gave a wry smile. "At this time, does Yan Zongzhu still refuse to honestly tell me the reason why you wanted to travel to Bixia Zong?"
Yan Wuxi, "This venerable one has already said that it's because of you, but you refuse to believe me."
Shen Qiao shook his head. Of course he wouldn't believe this. "Although my martial arts are gradually recovering and are currently at 80-90% of the level I was at in the past, to say that I am now on the same level as you is a bit of a stretch. If we were to fight, my chances of winning are low. Right now, I am still not worthy to be your opponent."
Yan Wuxi raised an eyebrow.
"Shen Daozhang, I believe that your Taoist cultivation focuses on the restraint of external desires, remaining pure and calm, and being in touch with nature. Yet every day you have notions of fighting and killing. With such a strong and hostile aura, I truly wonder, when would you be able to reach the highest form of enlightenment of the Taoist doctrine?"
His gaze swept across both Shen Qiao and Yu Wensong's similar and equally speechless expressions, and he casually continued,
"I've heard that Bixia Zong has an unrivaled beauty, Jiese Meiren, named Yue Kun Shi."
Shen Qiao was greatly surprised.
"That is the sect leader's Shi Xiong, and he's a Langjun. You actually..."
Yan Wuxi, "Then, the sect leader should be a woman."
Shen Qiao, "That's right."
Yan Wuxi, "Then let me say this again. I've heard that the Bixia Zong Zongzhu, 是个绝色美人, is exceedingly beautiful with a countenance that is even more outstanding than Yun Xiuxiu. This venerable one has admired her for a long time and desires to meet her."
Shen Qiao, "From the way you say it, it does not sound at all like you've admired her for a long time." Whatever the case, Yan Wuxi insisted on coming along, and Shen Qiao was unable to dissuade him. Before he could figure out the other party's intentions, he was unwilling to take matters into his own hands by denying him entrance, making Yan Wuxi an enemy of Bixia Zong for no reason. After dinner, the assistant brought three of them to their room. The room was indeed as elegant and clean as the innkeeper had said, not to mention
Shen Xiao had already reconciled himself to the situation. Even Yu Wensong's face revealed an expression of delight. For his disciple's sake, Shen Xiao felt that staying here was worth it even if he had to make some sacrifices. Yu Wensong was urged to go to bed early to rest, but Yan Wushi tugged at Shen Xiao. Come, let's play a game. Shen Xiao declined. This humble Taoist skill in chess is unremarkable. Yan Wushi said in an indifferent tone,
that time, when your eyes had not yet healed, you could still blindly play chess by yourself.
Shen Xiao hadn't expected that he would remember this detail so clearly. Feeling a little embarrassed, he couldn't bring himself to refuse again. Hence, he could only take a seat. The first game, Shen Xiao won by a small margin. Yan Wushi told Shen Xiao,
our skills are around the same level. The result for this round was merely due to some mistakes. You should allow this venerable one a chance to win as well. Only then will it be fair.
Shen Xiao had urgently wanted to meditate and train. However, with these words, he couldn't bear it and gave in. All right, let's play another round. In the second game, Shen Xiao lost to Yan Wushi. But this round was won by an even smaller margin than the previous one. He had only lost by one move. Yan Wushi gently comforted him.
It is solely because I made the first move that I had the advantage. This time, you start first.
Shen Xiao drew his brows together in a slight frown. He felt that something was not quite right, but he couldn't put a finger on it. He had never harbored a strong desire to win, and easily said,
let's end it here. Victory or defeat is commonplace. One win and one loss? It is good that we are even.
胜败乃兵家常事.
Yan Wushi said, this game has similarities to the Tao of the Sword. Were you able to comprehend anything?
Shen Xiao was stunned and examined it closely for a moment. He shook his head as he said, please forgive me for being slow-witted. I am not able to see it.
Yan Wushi, during the next round, you should pay closer attention. To advance and retreat, like wielding a sword against a foe. Grasp this fundamental point, and the rest will follow.
Shen Xiao had long admired his insight in martial arts and agreed upon hearing these words. This time, he took the game even more seriously. Within his heart, Yan Wushi thought,
this person is so gullible. I can just spout some nonsense and he will readily believe it.
At the end of their third game, they had fought to a tie. By this time, the black night sky had finally been dyed with a rim of gold from the sunrise. Shen Xiao eyed the chessboard for some time and finally figured out the mystery behind it. I've heard that the chessboard is like a battlefield where one is able to read the hearts of men and delve into the arts of war. However, I can't see how it is related to the Tao of the Sword.
Did you deliberately deceive me?
Yan Wushi replied nonchalantly as if nothing had happened.
Of course I didn't. You misunderstood.
Naturally, he wouldn't admit that he had found the situation of the other person being deeply puzzled over the matter to be an extremely entertaining one.
Shen Xiao.
Then, is it possible to request for Yan Zongzhu to share your insights that this humble Taoist could be enlightened by it?
Yan Wushi rose from his seat. It's daybreak. This venerable one will go and wake Yu Wensong. A jade that is not carved cannot become a useful vessel. He should start practicing his sword skills.
玉不琢,不成器.
沈乔